There's been an 80% increase in incidents of disruptive passenger behaviour reported to the Garda station at Dublin Airport so far this year. As the airport prepares to receive 500,000 passengers over the next 4 days, the aviation industry is widening its campaign to address this sort of disruptive behaviour. Katie Morgan of the Forsa Trade Union represents cabin crew and airport ground staff, and she joins us now on the line. Katie, thanks for talking to us. Can you give us an idea of what staff are having to deal with?
Thank you, Rachel. We have quite a lot of members who are the first-hand receivers of some unruly passenger behaviour. So unfortunately, they might be facing verbal abuse. There might be intoxication on board. They definitely have some passengers that would fail to follow instructions. And then there's obviously ones that might be quite aggressive to them or even engage in physical aggression or spitting and the like. So it's not a nice environment when you have an unruly passenger on board the flight.
And has there been a noticeable increase in this sort of carry-on?
There is quite a sizable increase. Obviously, the focus from the campaign is to try and prohibit it for being on board. But what we see is there's quite a significant amount, more so on short-haul flights, but our staff or our members are trained as professionals to try and diffuse the situation. And 70% of the time that works and we can de-escalate it. But obviously, there are instances where it has to be reported, where a commander's authority would take over. And then sometimes we would have pilots having to decide to divert the aircraft and deliver the unruly passenger into police custody. So quite serious offences would then result in the police custody or guards coming on board and having to take the unruly passenger off the flight.
How much of all of this is about alcohol?
It's quite significantly about alcohol, unfortunately. It's alcohol and substance abuse. Before people get on the aircraft, they get assessed. So there is a safety risk assessment to try and ensure that we don't allow people who are intoxicated onto the plane. But then we have people who might consume their own alcohol they've bought in the airport, or they might be even engaging in substance abuse. So it's something that whilst we try and create the best safety environment for all passengers, there is a risk that people might overconsume alcohol and substance, and then that results in the unruly behaviour.
What's the best way to tackle this, apart that is from all of us learning how to behave ourselves?
I think what I would say is 90% of the time people do behave normally, so they just want to go on their travels and go on their flight. And the focus on safety on board the aircraft is number one. But we're trying to ensure that it's a prevention matter. So if people could ensure that they are aware of the consequences, not many people know that it's illegal to be intoxicated on the plane. But also, if you are engaged in unruly behaviour, it's the same as any other circumstance on the ground, and that you could be called into by the guards, or you can be engaged and also prosecuted on that. So just being aware of the risks and behaving yourselves professionally and recognising that the safety of yourself and all passengers is at risk if there are unruly incidents occurring.
Katie Morgan of Forsa, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime.